The Bob Wright Memorial Classic, our first game, Joe, is going to be the Western Panthers and the Mounties of Northwest, and they are getting set to get things underway here. And, Joe, why don't we very quickly run down the starting lineups, and we'll start with the Panthers of Western. Leading off is Cole Sharp, the center fielder. Cade Oliver, the catcher, will bat second. Nolan Wheeler is at short. He will bat third. The cleanup hitter is the third baseman, Joey Ellis. Cal Sharp, the first baseman, will bat fourth. Ethan Schrader, the right fielder, will bat sixth. Drew Braun, the designated hitter, bats seventh. Landon Heavey bats eighth, and he will be in left field. Your second baseman is Jack Laporte, and the pitcher for tonight's game, or this afternoon's game, is Ryan Nichols. They will bat first for the home Northwest Mounties in this one. Donnie Tenney will lead things off. He is the second baseman. Kobe Castle is the left fielder, batting second. J.R. Morrow is behind the plate. He will bat third. Trey Collard is the right fielder. He is the cleanup hitter tonight. Carter Garcia bats fifth as the designated hitter. Alex Thrun is over at shortstop. He will bat sixth. Easton Nitschke is your first baseman, and he bats sixth. Batting seventh, Noah Miller. He is in center field. And Gage Race will be on the mound for the Northwest Mounties to get things underway. Warm-up pitches are getting set for Mr. Gage. And we want to say a big thank you to our sponsors, Integro Behavioral Health and Therapy Services, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, along with Jackson Public Schools, Wilby Transit Mix, Jim Winter Auto Group, Northwest Community Schools, Seymour Ford Lincoln, and Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. So big thank you to all of them getting on the broadcast tonight. Things are getting set to get underway, Joe, and Caden Oliver will lead things off for the Panthers of Northwest. Beautiful day for baseball, Joe.
Beautiful, beautiful day for baseball, Jason. We are so lucky and privileged that it was 65 degrees just an hour ago, and now it's creeping to 70.
First pitch is at noon on the dot, and it is a strike to Caden Oliver. 0-1 the count. Kicks and deals, and he has to back out of the way, does Caden Oliver.
It's Cole Sharp.
Cole Sharp, rather, excuse me. Cole Sharp, 1-1 the count. Just getting started here at the Bob Wright Memorial High School Baseball Tournament. The 1-1 swung and driven to short, just outside of the reach of the shortstop, and a base hit to lead things off for Cole Sharp. Took a nice 1-1 fastball there, Joe, and went the other way with it, did the lefty, shooting it into right field, just out of the outstretched glove of the Northwest shortstop.
Overall, excellent job there by Alex Thrun, just trying to get his glove down, but unlucky for him, Cole Sharp got that one last lucky hop to make it to the outfield.
Caden Oliver, the next to come to the plate for the Panthers. First pitch, swinging, stabbed on a line at third, and an easy double play. Cole Sharp is retired on the hard line drive to third base, snagged. Looked like it was going to be on a hop, and they had a nice double play ready to go, but speared it just before it hit the ground. So two outs here in the top of the first inning. And Mr. Wheeler will come to the plate. And he is first pitch swinging as well to ground ball. Nice big hop to the second baseman. Throw is offline, and he will beat it out. Will Nolan Wheeler on the error by the second baseman.
Wheeler looked very, very uncomfortable taking that swing on the first pitch. A little high out of his range, but he's able to get the chopper right up the middle. Almost had him out, though, but Wheeler legged it out for a single on that one.
Runner at first, two outs here in the top of the first, still no score. Joey Ellis to bat now. First pitch swinging, swing and a miss, strike one. Good fastball.
Joey Ellis wanted all of that.
He definitely did not get cheated on that swing. That was a big boy swing there. The 0-1. Runner goes. Throw down to second is on a hop and out of the glove. Call it a stolen base. So now runner at second. Two outs as Nolan Wheeler steals second base. Jerry Ellis, third base this afternoon for Mr. Ellis. the 1-1. Breaking ball just missed for ball two. Still no score here in our first inning. Just getting underway here at the Bob Wright Memorial. The 2-1 just over the head. Had to duck out of the way of that one.
That was a big boy move right there. Joey Ellis could have got a little piece of it, but instead he ducked for the third ball.
That he did indeed. The 3-1 is catches the inside corner. Full count now. 3-2 the count to Joey Ellis. Two outs, runner on second. Takes a look at the runner on second. The payoff pitch is just outside, and he will draw a walk, will Joey Ellis. Cal Sharp will come to the plate next. Sharp, the first baseman for the Western Panthers tonight.
I can't hear the name Cal and not think of Cal Mountain Jr. because I just watched Talladega Nights last night. So that Cal's such a great name. Cal Ripken Jr., that as well.
First pitch to Sharp, swing and a miss.
It's a little bit out of Cal Sharp's comfort zone. Tried to chase that one, but unable to convert on that. Got two ducks on the pond just waiting to come home.
The 0-1. Swing and a drive out into the gap in left center. That ball is going to get down and go all the way to the wall. One run is in. They're waving home another. Sharp will pull up in second with a stand-up two-run double to make it 2-0 Western.
Great, great concentration on that. Was able to find the gap and got two RBIs because of it.
And the cheese crown goes on the heads of the Western Panthers that scored. Nolan Wheeler and Jerry Ellis both coming home on the two-run double by Cal Sharp. And that brings Ethan Turner to the plate. First pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. Cal Sharp standing on second base. Two outs, 2-0. The Panthers jump out to an early lead here in the top of the first. The 0-1 just outside. On another nice little breaking ball there. 1-1 the count, two out. Sharp gets his lead from second. Defense straight up. Swing and a drive out to center field. Fly ball, not deep. Center fielder calling everybody off, and that will end the inning. So we've played half an inning. We're back in 60 seconds. Panthers lead 2-0. On Newstalk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Wilby Transit Mix, family owned for five generations. Jackson's only locally owned ready mix concrete supplier. Wilby Transit Mix sells professional concrete tools and tools for the do-it-yourselfer too. Wilby Transit Mix is a Stonecraft and Dutch quality dealer. They offer a huge variety of cultured stone and have a fully stocked block yard with bagged masonry products. Need driveway gravel? They have it. And other aggregates for delivery or pickup. And now, Wilby Transit Mix is installing septic tanks. Wilby Transit Mix, online at wilbytransitmix.com.
At Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, we're experienced at everything from boilers to heat pumps, ductwork, and all. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com.
Always on time, or you don't pay tax.
Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
She got a hold of it.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you live from Jackson High School for the Bob Wright Memorial High School Tournament. Bottom of the first, getting set to get underway. The Panthers jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the top of the first following a big-time two-run double by Cal Sharp. And the Northwest Mounties will have Donnie Tenney, Kobe Castle, and J.R. Morrow due up top of the order here to get the bottom of the first inning underway. And they will be facing Ryan Nichols on the mound for the Western Panthers. Final warm-up pitch is getting set to be tossed here. And both of these teams, Joe, looking pretty solid defensively, offensively. Things are getting underway here in the Bob Wright Memorial. Long day today. We've got four games for you on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. So we have this game that we're covering right now. Then Jackson High will take on Lumen Christi. Following this game, right around 2:30 or so, the consolation game, the losers of these two games, will take go head-to-head at 5. And then our championship game will be at 7:30. So the entirety of the Bob Wright Memorial High School Baseball Tournament will be brought to you this afternoon, courtesy of myself and my broadcast partner, Joe Cassidy. And we're going to get set for bottom of the first action here. And Donnie Tenney, the second baseman, will lead things off for Northwest.
I got to say to the listeners at home, this man, Jason Smith, does not get the credit he deserves. He is one of the best in the business, and I'm so happy and glad and blessed every single day to call him a broadcast partner. So thank you for that, Jason.
I don't know about best in the business, but I do what I can.
I said one of
the
best. I said one of the best.
You're too kind to me. First pitch to Donnie Tenney is outside and a little bit high for ball one.
Now, I haven't been able to see these Northwest players play in quite some time, but Northwest, I know, has always had a stellar squad, so I expect nothing less today.
The 1-0 is grounded to third. Easy play. Nice big hop and throw in the dirt, but a good scoop will retire Mr. Tenney. One away. And that will send Kobe Castle to the plate, the left fielder. So quick first out for the Panthers. Northwest trailing 2-0 here in the bottom of the first. First pitch is high, ball one. Kobe Castle. Getting set for his first at-bat here. The 1-0. And that will trickle to the backstop. Ball two. Threw it actually behind Kobe Castle there.
That's just lucky that first baseman was able to scoop up that last ball for the out in the dirt, because runner would have been on third by that one.
Yeah, he lost sight of the ball there for a moment. 2-0 the count to Kobe Castle. Right down the pipe, and strike one. 2-1 the count now. The 2-1 kicks and deals. Line shot down the line. That's a fair ball. That'll roll all the way to the left fielder, and that'll be a one-out single for Kobe Castle. Western comes into this one 1-0 on the year, a six-inning, 12-2 victory over Napoleon. Still waiting to get some scores from previous games. Traverse City Central is the other game from the 10th. I'm not sure if that played. It doesn't show canceled on the schedule. Northwest, meanwhile, no record as of yet. First pitch bounces, and he's going to think about it, and now he'll think better of it, does Kobe Castle. He got about a third of the way down to second, changed his mind and came back quick, but a good stop there behind the plate.
Caden Oliver did an excellent job just staying right in front of it.
Solid defensive stop there by Caden Oliver. 1-0 the count. J.R. Morrow stands in with one out. And he'll take a look at ball one. Or ball two, rather, excuse me. Gorgeous day for baseball. Nice high clouds. A little bit of gray to him. There's a line shot to third. Double play ball out at second. Down to first. And they got him. So Morrow grounds into a double play to end the inning. The one-out single means nothing for the Mounties. We head to the second inning. It's 2-0 Western on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Integro has been providing behavioral health services in Jackson and Hillsdale counties since 1997. Integro is Joint Commission accredited and offers a variety of services, ranging from outpatient therapy services at their Jackson location to more convenient home-based therapy for adolescents and their families. Their services provide treatment options for all ages and are individualized to meet your needs. Their mission is to strengthen the lives of individuals, families, and communities using their extensive experience in the field of mental health. Career opportunities now available. Visit IntegroServicesMI.com.
At Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our comfort specialists can handle any AC repair. Just call 517-782-8191 or visit AspenHeating.com.
Always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you from Jackson High School for the Bob Wright Memorial High School Tournament. Top of the second, getting set to get started. Western leads this one 2-0, and we'll see Drew Braun, Landon Heavey, and Jack Laporte do up for the Panthers here to get things started. Drew Braun, the DH tonight. First pitch to Braun, swing and a miss, strike one. Braun, a right-handed hitter. Bat high above the right shoulder, kicks and deals on the 0-1 is another strike right down the middle, make it 0-2 to the Panther DH. A couple of nice fastballs, Joe. Could we see the breaking ball here on 0-2?
I expect nothing less than the breaking ball on 0-2.
The 0-2 is indeed a little bit of an off-speed pitch, just missed. 1-2 the count now to the Panther DH. Drew Braun, the 1-2, curveball, and he was sitting on it, drove it into center field, not deep, easy play, and one away. Brings Landon Heavey to the plate. Landon Heavey out in left field tonight. First pitch is breaking ball in the dirt. And I'm using dirt somewhat loosely, Joe. This is sort of a turf-style dirt, if you will, here at Jackson High. Beautiful. Keeps the field in great shape.
And the tannish brown turf.
Yes.
With a slight hint of red.
The 1-0 is right down the pipe on a fastball, 1-1. Heavey very quickly back into the box, gets himself reset. Kicks and fires, breaking ball, swing and a miss, and Heavey very disappointed in himself, taking a hack at that one. It looked like, Joe, that one kind of flew out of his hand a little bit.
Looked like he had to reach out for that one, too. Looked very uncomfortable on that swing.
Indeed he did. 1-2. It's a fastball up. Fly ball into left field, down into foul territory, and they will make the catch for the second out. Good hustle there by the left fielder to get himself into position in foul territory. Lots of foul space here at Jackson High. Plenty of room for these outfielders to maneuver in foul territory.
Gorgeous facilities, too.
It is a beautiful facility. Nice, solid bleachers set up behind us here, right behind home plate. We're sort of towards the third base side of home plate. The Jackson Vikings are lined up between our broadcast position and the dugout, getting a little scouting for one of these two opponents. Fastball, fly ball, and...
didn't go over. It caught the top of the fence.
It did catch the top of the fence. I probably should have parked the van a little bit closer to the bleachers. We did joke about that before we got here with Scott Farley and... Or Fairley, rather.
Jack Fairley.
Jack Fairley. Yeah, there we go. I knew it was one of them. And
lovely athletic director for
yes,
Jackson High School.
He is a fantastic AD and very gracious with the setup here. And he warned us we should probably move the van, and I probably will between games, so hopefully nothing happens between now and then. 1-1 now the count to Jack Laporte. Kicks and deals. Curveball. Beat it into the dirt right to the third baseman over to first. And safe. He beat it out. Little weakly hit ground ball to third. Came in on it and tried to make the play. Had a good strong throw over to first and just wasn't quite in time. So Jack LaPorte beats it out on the infield single.
He choked up on that one. Looked very uncomfortable on that swing.
Yeah.
That looked like a golf swing.
Lineup will turn back over for Cole Sharp here in the top of the second. First pitch is a breaking ball. Hits the front of the plate. Bounces up. Easily will head down to second is Jack LaPorte. Very strange play there. You don't really see that often with a traditional dirt infield there. The ball hit the front of the plate and literally just bounced over everybody's head straight to the backstop. So score that a wild pitch. 1-0 the count. Two outs, runner at second. The 1-0 pitch is right down the middle for strike one. 2-0, the Panthers lead here. Top of the second, two outs. Jack LaPorte at second. Cole Sharp, the batter, lefty. Kicks and fires. Good, hard shot to right field. Right at the right fielder, however, and that will end the inning. So we've played 1.5. Northwestern coming to bat in the bottom of the second. It's 2-0. We're back in 60 seconds on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Integro has been providing behavioral health services in Jackson and Hillsdale counties since 1997. Integro is Joint Commission accredited and offers a variety of services, ranging from outpatient therapy services at their Jackson location to more convenient home-based therapy for adolescents and their families. Their services provide treatment options for all ages and are individualized to meet your needs. Their mission is to strengthen the lives of individuals, families, and communities using their extensive experience in the field of mental health. Career opportunities now available. Visit IntegroServicesMI.com.
Hi, this is Mark Short.
And Paula Luwagi.
Principals at Northwest Early Elementary.
Northwest Community Schools offer a positive culture where our little Mounties can thrive, grow, and learn.
Kindergarten roundup dates are posted on our website, nwschools.org.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. Start your child's educational career right in the Mountie Nation. So go check out our roundup dates today at nwschools.org. We are Northwest. Go Mounties.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
I just copied it.
All good in the hood. Okay. Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. Bottom of the second, getting set to get underway. Northwest trails in this one 2-0. Trey Collard, Garcia, and Alex Thrun due up for Mountie Nation. First pitch to Collard is a breaking ball over for a strike. Good solid start by Ryan Nichols, the Panthers pitcher. Got a key double play to end the first. So he'll face 4, 5, and 6 here in this inning. The 0-1 inside, make it ball 1. 1-1 the count.
The hot rubber from the turf is giving me PTSD from my marching band days here at the Jackson High School, Withington Stadium.
The 1-1 is a breaking ball way up and over the head. So make it 2-1 the count.
Kind of looked like Nichols had no idea what he was doing with that pitch.
Yeah, it kind of flew out of his hand a little bit. Happens from time to time on those breaking balls, especially at this age. The 2-1. Fastball, line shot to the shortstop, leaps and makes the catch. Nice leaping grab for out number one.
That's just what shortstops do.
That was impressive. Backed up a little bit, knew he wasn't going to be able to get all the way back to make a play on it. Was able to time that jump just right for out number one, and that brings up Garcia. First pitch strike right down the middle. Nice fastball by Nichols. Two The 0-1 kicks and fires. It's a breaking ball. Good frame job, but a little bit high. Make it 1-1. One and one to Garcia is fastball high. 2-1. Sets and fires the 2-1 pitch. Fastball just outside and a little bit low. Make it 3-1 now to Garcia.
Garcia with the Curtis Granderson-esque batting stance.
Feet pretty wide, just past shoulder width apart. Bat goes high above the right shoulder. The 3-1, swing and a miss. Strike two. Garcia working the count. Really, we didn't see that in the first inning from the Mounties, Joe.
Yeah, they're doing an excellent job with patience on the ball now. Usually it's a pitcher's game, but they're making it a batter's game right now.
The payoff pitch is a curveball, and he will draw a walk. So the patience pays off for Garcia. A little bit of a change of pace from Mountie Nation's last inning when they had the ambush tactics going, and he is rewarded with a walk. So one out, runner at first, and that will bring up Alex Thrun. Kicks and fires to the shortstop. Nice stab, double play ball if they can get it back in time. Out at second and out at first. Another well-turned double play by the Panthers, and that ends the inning for the Mounties yet again. We've played two. It's 2-0 Western. We're back in 60 seconds on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
At Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, we're experienced in everything from boilers to heat pumps, ductwork, and all. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com.
Always on time, or you don't pay time.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in the respective state or county.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools.
Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you for the top of the third inning. And we will have Caden Oliver, Nolan Wheeler, and Joey Ellis do up for the Panthers. First pitch is high, ball one. And Joe, you said you've been keeping an eye on this Northwest pitcher for a couple of years now. Pretty electric fastball. Looks like he's got the breaking ball working a little bit as well.
Yeah, so funny story is his dad, Rick Race, actually used to coach his 12U team, and I was brought in by Coach Race himself to umpire their season, and I got to see a lot of Gage Race. And he, even at the age of 11, 12 years old, was throwing 50, 55-mile-an-hour fastballs. Just super electric. His bat is hot if he gets a chance, and he's a fast guy, man. He's definitely going to see the next level.
The 3-0 fastball right down the middle for strike one.
One thing about Gage is he has to stay out of his own head.
Yeah. The 3-1 swing and a fly ball, not deep. Center fielder coming in. He'll call everybody off and make the catch. One away to start off the Panther third. He'll bring up Nolan Wheeler. Wheeler single, stole second, and scored on the double by Cal Sharp back in the first inning. He's got nobody on and one out here in the third. First pitch swinging, and he drives it to center field. Heading back to the wall, and that ball is gone.
smokes.
He got all of that one to the deepest part of the park.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is 375 feet.
A big-time bomb for Logan Wheeler. And it's 3-0 Western. He'll get the cheese crown on that shot. All the way to right center field, literally the deepest part of the alley there. And it's a pretty good-sized fence out there, Joe. Probably, what, 20 feet or so?
I'd say about 25, 30 feet up there. It's equivalent to the Green Monster over at Fenway in Boston, man. Nothing leaves this park, and he just made it go bye-bye. What an excellent. He looked awkward on that release from the pitch to the swing. It looked all awkward, but he drove all of it behind it.
3-0 the score. Fly ball, foul territory. First baseman looking for space onto the grass, and he will make the catch for the second out. So Joey Ellis is retired. Make him 1-for-2 on the day, and that'll bring up Cal Sharp.
Cal Sharp 1-for-1 with an electric two-run RBI double. His last at-bat in the first.
And Gage Race will take a step off the mound, kind of reset himself. Probably a good idea. Two outs here in the top of the third. First pitch from Race is breaking ball inside. Make it 1-0. So back to that home run by Wheeler, Joe. Just a fantastic shot up. You have to hit it far, and the wind is sort of blowing in from that direction, not out from right center there, and he had to get it high enough to get it over the monster. I thought for sure it was going off the fence, but he managed to get it up and over.
I've coached on this field. I've played on this field. I've umped on this field. I've never seen a ball leave this field until now.
1-1 is ripped to center field, but right at the center fielder. Easy play, and that will retire the side. So after the home run, the Panthers have a 3-0 lead. We're back in 60 seconds on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
At Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our team can recommend the right AC unit based on your needs and budget. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com.
Always on time, always on pay.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Integro has been providing behavioral health services in Jackson and Hillsdale counties since 1997. Integro is Joint Commission accredited and offers a variety of services, ranging from outpatient therapy services at their Jackson location to more convenient home-based therapy for adolescents and their families. Their services provide treatment options for all ages and are individualized to meet your needs. Their mission is to strengthen the lives of individuals, families, and communities using their extensive experience in the field of mental health. Career opportunities now available. Visit IntegroServicesMI.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Custom meat cutters wanted.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. Bottom of the third, getting set to get underway. The Panthers lead it 3-0 and due up for Mountie Nation is Easton Nitschke, Noah Miller, and Ethan Ansberger.
Oh, Nitschke hasn't seen the order yet.
Yeah, Noah Miller is standing into the box, so maybe they flip-flopped him before the game started. But the first pitch is high for ball one. Beautiful day for baseball out here, Joe. If you've got a nice Saturday and some free time on your hands, come on down to the Bob Wright Memorial High School Tournament here at Jackson High. Game number one underway, and it's a beauty. Lots of great baseball smells in the air, some barbecue, the grass. There's a line shot. That's going to be a fair ball all the way down the line and left. That's going to go almost to the wall. It'll die on the grass. And he will pull in with a stand-up double for Noah Miller. And that will bring up Ethan Ansberger.
Ansbaugh. I just had to correct you. I'm sorry. I've known him since he was a little kid.
I'd rather get it right. First pitch, runner on second is a breaking ball high. Ball one.
Ethan Ansbaugh, of course, the little brother of Mallory Ansbaugh, mm-hmm. Star guard for the Northwest Mounties girls basketball team.
The 1-0 is a ground ball foul down the third baseline. One and one the count. Runner at second is Noah Miller. The 1-1 steps off. Slide step, delivery, breaking ball in the dirt. No problem out behind the plate there. Stops it with ease. Runner stays put.
Caden Oliver has fantastic concentration tracking down the ball.
The 2-1, swing and a drive out to center field. Center fielder going back, still going back, and he finally will track it down. Runner tags, he's headed for third, and he will be in there easily on the sack fly. So sack fly for Ansball, and that'll bring up Gage Race, the pitcher. So Race batting for himself, the designated hitter is taking the spot for Easton Nitschke. I want to say a big thank you to Integro Behavioral Health and Therapy Services and Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning jumping on the broadcast with us today. First pitch to Race is high, ball one. Also on the broadcast with us, Jackson Public Schools, Wilby Transit Mix, Jim Winter Auto Group, Northwest Community Schools, Seymour Ford Lincoln, and Trips Auto Shop and Collision. 1-0 is a ball inside to Gage Race. Race is not the tallest kid on the field by any stretch of the imagination, but as you mentioned earlier, Joe, a pretty solid bat in his own right. He's working a 2-0 count with a runner at third and one out. Make it 3-0.
If you get Gage Race on bag, he is as fast as lightning.
The 2-0, or the 3-0 rather, excuse me, is a strike. The board registers 2-1, but I'm pretty sure it's 3-1.
It is 3-1.
The 3-1 to Race is low, ball four. So first and third now with one away. We head to the back to the top of the order, and
Danny Tanner.
Easy enough for me to say. Tanny 0 for 1 in the game today. And they're going to definitely keep a very close eye on Gage Race over at first. Nichols looks him back. From the stretch, slide step, and the pitch is right down the middle. 0-1. Definitely making sure they hold Gage Race in check there, Joe. The slide step, he looked him off the pitch before.
Westerner is very familiar with Gage Race.
The 0-1, another slide step. Runner goes, popped up. And nobody's going to get there. Race is caught in the middle. They're going to go home with it, and he is safe. They had Race all day long at second base, dead to rights. He started to go, went halfway, looked like the first baseman might have a play on it, started to make his way back to first, and then he had to scramble to get to second base. Thankfully, the throw went home to make it a 3-1 ball game now on the RBI single by Tenney. And that'll bring up Kobe Castle, who is 1-for-1. First pitch breaking ball is a strike. First and second, one out here. The Mounties trying to stage a little bit of an early comeback here in the bottom of the third. They trail 3-1 with a couple ducks on the pond and one out. Breaking ball swung and missed. Kind of an ugly swing on that one. Looked like he was swinging a garden hose.
Yeah. That was pretty good. I'm sorry.
0-2 the count. And another pitch in the dirt. Fastball down. Trying to get him to go after that pitch down low in the zone, Joe. And
they're better off putting it outside.
Looking to get that ground ball and get another double play. Had double plays to end the first and the second. The 1-2 is a breaking ball outside. Make it 2-2 now. Gage race at first. Donnie Tenney races at second, rather. Tenney's at first. One out. Kobe Castle has a 2-2 count. Pitch and a ground ball to third. And they will just take the easy one to third there and get Race off the base pass. Probably a smart move. So that'll keep it at first and second now with two outs, Joe. Smart play there to get the lead runner by the Panthers. That'll bring up J.R. Moore. Morrow grounded into a double play his last time up. Swing and a miss. That was an A swing if I ever saw one right there, Joe. Got a good fastball. Took a hack at it.
Kids these days, they aren't swinging like they did when I was in high school.
That was an A swing for sure. The 0-1 slide step breaking ball.
It's a foul tip.
So Morrow now facing an 0-2 count. Two outs here. Runners at first and second. And the Mounties trailing by two. It's 3-1 here in the bottom of the third. The 0-2. Line shot to center field. They were playing him. Shaded dive and a great catch. What an impressive grab out in center field. Cole Sharp ends the inning on a nice diving grab. So we've played three. It's 3-1 Western. We're back in 60 seconds on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Trust Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning to help keep your AC running strong. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com.
Always on time, or you don't pay.
Independently owned and operated. Licensed in their respective state or county.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools. Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. Top of the fourth, getting set to get underway. The Western Panthers lead this one 3-1. And we will see Ethan Trader, Drew Braun, and Landon Heavey here in the fourth. Trader is 0-1, Braun 0-1, and Heavey also 0-1 in this one.
What a very, very fast game. We're at the fourth inning already, and it's just 40 minutes in.
Very well paced here at the high school level. First pitch from Race. Hard fastball fouled off. Out of play.
Good thing we didn't park the van over there.
We were there for a second.
Yes, we were.
The 0-1 from Race. Fastball right back to the pitcher. Race makes it easy. One away. And that will bring up Braun. 0-1 in this one. Bob Wright Memorial Tournament. All four games right here on the network this afternoon. Stay tuned after this one for Jackson High and Lumen Christie. as the first pitch to Braun is swing and a miss on a fastball, 0-1. We'll have the consolation game at 5 and the championship game at 7:30. The 0-1 is fouled right off the catcher's mask.
Just what an overall treat it is, Jason, to have not only this gorgeous weather out here, but all these fans, both these, all four of these teams, you know, the friendliest of friendly rivalries in Jackson High and Lumen Christi, and then Northwest and Western all on one day. What an event.
Race, the 0-2 pitch. Oh, right off his helmet. And he ducks it off, and he'll make his way to first. So got plunked a little bit on the dome, shakes it right off. And I'm hoping our microphone on the field picked that up, because that was a shot. So Braun will make his way to first base with one out, and that'll bring up Landon Heavey, 0-1 in this one. First pitch is a breaking ball that bounces in front of the plate. 1-0. I don't know if you've ever been plunked in the head before, Joe, but it is not a pleasant experience.
Yeah, and that was a really weird sound as well.
Well, these new composite helmets that are designed to protect the head much better than when I was a kid anyway. There's a hard shot to short. Nice stop. He's not going to have a play, though. Good job to get into the hole to make the play, but unfortunately just didn't have anywhere to go with it. Didn't want to risk the error, so there will be runners at first and second following the infield single for Landon Heavey, and that brings up Jack LaPorte.
It's always so fun because a lot of these kids play basketball and or football, and seeing these kids, you know, outside of the pads just with a ball cap on and the glove.
LaPorte 1-1 in this one. First and second, one out. The Panthers lead 3-1. Top of the fourth. Gage Race checks the runners. Kicks, high leg kick, and fires. Just missed.
Reset the pace there, 7. Set the pace, 7.
1-0 the count. Race kind of making LaPorte wait on that when he really took a long pause there after checking the runner at second. Now he'll slide step and deal. Pop foul and into the football stands. So make it 1-1 the count.
Maybe we should park the van a little closer during
I think
the two games.
Between games, I think I'm going to move it somewhere a little safer. I mean, the van was pretty far away from that foul ball, but they're getting closer, and I'm not a big fan of that.
We do have a canopy.
We do. The 1-1. High for ball two. Western looks like they've made a little bit of an adjustment. They're laying off of that high fastball that Gage has gone to quite a bit in leverage counts. Here's the 2-1. Fastball pop foul and just past the van.
I don't like how close it is to the field.
So Mr. LaPorte and I are going to have a conversation here.
Oh, yeah. We are insured, but that is a different conversation.
That is a risky take at baseball games for sure. 2-2 the count. One out. Runners at first and second. Race. Slide step. Deals. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. And LaPorte strikes out. First strikeout of the game for Gage Race. That'll be the second out of the ball game. And the lineup will turn over for Cole Sharp. 0-2. And we'll get a visit from the pitching coach,
Coach O'Connell.
So they're going to have a little conversation here on the mound. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. And, Joe, so far we've been treated to one heck of a game here between Western and Northwest. Our next game coming up, the host team, Jackson High, will take on Lumen Christi following this game. As briskly as this game has moved along, though, Joe, it's something we may have to have a little bit of a brief pause on.
Well, hopefully these games continue to move at this pace, because you know, the slower the game goes, the least interested the fans are going to get.
Still a very strong crowd here, and I can smell the barbecue in the parking lot.
It smells so good. It should be a crime.
Might have to make a trip over there between games. All right, Cole Sharp stands in the batter's box following the visit and immediately rips a shot, and that's going to get down into center field. Here comes the runner to the plate. The throw home, not in time. And they've got Heavey dead to rights as he is tagged out at trying to advance to third. So Braun scores. Heavey thrown out trying to advance to third on the single by Cole Sharp. We've played 3.5. Western stretches that lead out to 3. It's 4-1. We're back in 60 seconds on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
At Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our trained comfort specialists are here to help improve the air quality of your home. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com.
Always on time, or you don't pay.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Integro has been providing behavioral health services in Jackson and Hillsdale counties since 1997. Integro is Joint Commission accredited and offers a variety of services, ranging from outpatient therapy services at their Jackson location to more convenient home-based therapy for adolescents and their families. Their services provide treatment options for all ages and are individualized to meet your needs. Their mission is to strengthen the lives of individuals, families, and communities using their extensive experience in the field of mental health. Career opportunities now available. Visit IntegroServicesMI.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you, getting set for the bottom of the fourth inning where the Northwest Mounties trail 4-1. And we will have headed to the plate in this inning Trey Collard, Carter Garcia, and Alex Thrun. Trey Collard, the first batter here in the bottom of the fourth, and he looks at a breaking ball down from Ryan Nichols, the pitcher. Pretty strong start for Nichols. He's gone three innings so far, giving up just the one run. The 0-1 bounces at the plate and heads its way back to the backstop. That's the second time we've seen that in this game.
One by each pitcher, right?
Yes, one by each pitcher.
A lot of pitchers are finding the dirt, which is confusing.
2-0 is outside. 3-0 now the count.
Expect this to be a fastball right down the middle of the plate.
Collard 0-1 in today's game. The 3-0 pitch is right down the heart. 3-1. The 3-1 inside, ball four. So a leadoff walk by Collard puts him at first base, and that'll bring up
Carter Garcia.
Carter Garcia. Garcia 1-for-1 tonight. And every time I take my sunglasses off because it's dark, the sun comes right back out. First pitch inside for a ball.
We also apologize for the sound of the wind in the background, but that's what happens when you're outside.
Oh, yeah. Breeze has started to pick up a little bit, and it's changed directions. It's now blowing out to right field. There's a shot right to second base. Taylor made double play over to first, and that gets them two outs. So that's the third double play that Northwest has hit into in this one, and it erases the leadoff walk. And that brings Alex Thrun to the plate. Nitschke to the plate. Easton Nitschke is 0-for-1 in this one. And first pitch is way outside. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 4-1. Western has a strong lead. 1-0 is down for another ball. The 2-0. Caught the black there on the inside. Make it 2-1. The 2-1 from Nichols is a line shot to short. Dives! Can't come up with it. So that'll be a two-out single by Nyschke. That'll bring Noah Miller to the plate. Miller had a double his last time up. And Joe, really, this is sort of a doubles park. Nice and wide, tall fences. And it's deep.
A lot of green in the outfield for hitters to explore and for pitchers to cringe at.
Absolutely. There is some obstructions in the field as well. Some of the light poles are in the field of play. The flag pole is in the field of play. And the scoreboard. Also, the feet are in the field of play, so they're padded. As the 1-0 pitch is down.
Very, very odd field design, but I'm not criticizing, because this
gorgeous ballpark.
Yes, is a reason why they hold these tournaments here. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous facility.
So 2-0 the count, two outs, runner at first, following the single. And Miller shows bunt, pulls it back. Take it 2-1. Oh, now the wind has shifted again, and the barbecue smell is coming our way again. I'm okay with that.
Correction, that's a 3-1.
It is a 3-1 count, and that is in the dirt for ball four. So a two-out walk following the two-out single will bring Anspaugh to the plate. Anspaugh 0-4-1 today. First and second, two out. First pitch is down for a ball. Good job to frame that pitch. It looked like it could have gone either way. The 1-0 high leg kick delivers. Nichols pours in a strike. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 from Nichols. Inside, 2-1. Shading Nichols heavily to the left field side are the outfielders for the right-handed batter. And the 2-1 is swung and missed. Make it 2-2. Not quite guarding the line, but very close to it as the left fielder. Definitely playing him to pull. The 2-2, breaking ball. Got him, looking to end the inning. Like a house at the side of the road, he goes down on strikes. We've played four. We're back in 60 seconds. It's 4-1 Western on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning is seeking trustworthy, friendly individuals. We have industry-leading salaries, benefits, and growth potential. So call 517-782-8191 to join our team.
Always on time, or you don't pay
time. An equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Mark Short.
And Paula Luwagi.
Principals at Northwest Early Elementary.
Northwest Community Schools offer a positive culture where our little Mounties can thrive, grow, and learn.
Kindergarten roundup dates are posted on our website, nwschools.org.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. Start your child's educational career out right in the Mountie Nation. So go check out our roundup dates today at nwschools.org. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you, getting set for the top of the fifth inning with the Western Panthers leading 4-1, and coming up to look to add to that and do up, we've got Caden Oliver, Nolan Wheeler, and Jerry Ellis. Oliver 0-2 in this one. Gage Race back out there for another inning of work. First pitch is a ball.
No work in the bullpens yet for the Mounties.
The 1-0. Swing and a fly ball to right. Goes the other way with it, trailing out to right, and he will make the catch.
Great catch on the run.
Had to go a long way for that one. Went the opposite way down the line, did the right-hander. And a good job by the right fielder to get out there and make that play. So one away here in the top of the fifth. And that'll bring up Nolan Wheeler. He's 2-for-2 today. Breaking ball in the dirt. Grounded to second. And an easy play over to first. Make it two away. And that'll bring up Jerry Ellis. He's 1-for-2 on the night.
This is usually where Gage Race, the true Gage Race, comes out. Gets settled in, gets a little bit of confidence built in him. Two straight outs.
There's a drive into left field. Not deep. Left fielder underneath it. He will make the play in a 1-2-3 inning for the first time for the Mounties. And we head to the bottom of the fifth. The Mounties trail 4-1. We're back in 60 on Newstalk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Folks, there is a difference in car dealerships. That difference is people and service. When it comes to buying that quality pre-owned vehicle I'm always talking about, you gotta go see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. They are a third generation family business, and you can tell in 5 minutes of dealing with their team, they are people you can trust. These folks price their vehicles on the money with no funny math. Plus, they live up to the Jim Winter reputation with certified service after the sale. Most of their vehicles are 1 to 3 years old, and many carry a certified pre-owned warranty. For years and thousands of miles after you purchase, you get the same, if not better, coverage and privileges new car buyers receive. I'm talking about things like dealership amenities, roadside assistance, a loaner vehicle for qualified repairs, and more. So visit the dealership I trust, Jim Winter Auto Group, located on Michigan Avenue, right by the airport, or at jimwinterauto.com. And tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WDKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. And we're getting set for the bottom of the fifth inning. Northwest trying to break into that 4-1 lead. Gage Race will lead things off.
0-for-1 with a walk, but he did show off his flashes of speed. See if he can do it again.
He drew a walk his first time up. And he'll take a look at another ball here. Ryan Nichols has pitched his way out of trouble for the most part throughout this game. Comes the 1-0. Swinging a foul ball.
One hop. Oh, look at that.
Northwest working their way through their order here. Finishing up the second time through the order is Nichols. The 1-1 is high. Ball two. Had a chance to talk to the umpire between innings, and he said that Gage Race's breaking ball is got some pretty heavy break to it. It looks pretty good tonight. There's a shot down third base side and through. for a base hit. So one for one for Race with a walk and a single tonight. And the lineup will turn back over for Donnie Tenney. Tenney is one for two today.
Sounds like a mob boss name.
He hits like one.
Oh, yeah.
He's a leadoff man for a reason. Runner at first. Nobody out. Ball bounces in front of the plate. Ball one.
I don't like that decision to throw it on the bunt because you have a speedy Race on first, Sandy on first, but Tenney can rip it.
Well, you also, it brings into a situation where the first baseman has to come in, forcing the second baseman to cover first, which means he cannot get to second base to cover, which then opens up the shortstop having to cover second, and that opens up a huge hole on the right side if you can pull the bump back and butcher boy your way down. That's old school baseball right there. The 1-1 fakes the pickoff move. 1-1 for Tenney. Cole Race getting a lot of attention over at first. Slide step, runner goes, breaking ball is fouled away into the Panther dugout. One and two the count, nobody out. Race the runner at first, slide step. And that'll strike him out looking. Another K for Nichols, and the second one that he's picked up looking. Put that backwards K up for him, and that's the first out of the bottom of the fifth. Brings up Kobe Castle, two for two. He'll take a breaking ball that'll go to the backstop, and Race can run all day, and he will make his way down to second. So that'll get rid of the double play opportunity for the Panthers.
The first wild pitch that the Panthers have thrown with someone on base backfires, but Race only able to get to second on that one.
There's a shot up the middle. That's going to get through. That's a base hit. And here comes Race. He can run all day. He's going to head home to play at the plate. And he's safe. Just out of the outstretched arm of the catcher for the Western Panthers, Caden Oliver. And it's an RBI double. Makes it 4-2. Courtesy of Kobe Castle in his third hit of the ball game. So Kobe Castle making 3-for-3 with an RBI double on that one. Still only one out. Now 4-2 the ball game. And that brings up J.R. Morrow. Morrow 0-for-2. And he pops it up. Third base side into foul territory. Blocking the sun. They'll make the catch for the second out. Joey Ellis does a good job blocking out the sun there. That's a tough play with the sun directly in his eyes. And you can hear the Panther coach calling for no doubles. Defense out in the outfield for Trey Collard. And he hits that one weakly to short. They're going to have to hurry. And they got him. That'll end the inning. So they get one back after five. It's 4-2 Western leads. And we head to the sixth inning in 60 seconds on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransitmix.com.
At Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, we're experienced in everything from boilers to heat pumps, ductwork, and all. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com.
Always on time, boy, you don't pay time.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in the respective state or county.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Ain't bad if you back it up. He can. Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. Gorgeous day for baseball here as we head to the sixth inning. It's a 4-2 ball game. The Western Panthers have the lead. Stay tuned. Following this game, we'll have Jackson Hive versus Lumen Christi in the Bob Wright Memorial Tournament. First pitch from Race is a ball. And who we got coming up here this inning, Joe?
This inning we got Sharp leading off. Then we got, is that Trader, followed by Brown.
The 1-0 snaps the glove. That had some oomph behind it, make it 1-1.
I love that sound.
I do too.
That's how you know spring is here.
Sharp is 1-for-2 in the ball game. Oh, gets hit in the back on that one on the 1-1. So Sharp will make his way down to first. That's the second hit batter of the game by the Mounties. And Gage Race. We'll bring up Ethan Trader. Slide step fastball, kicks and deals, and it's a strike. Excuse me, Tucker.
Tucker.
Can't read my own handwriting. Runner at first, nobody out. Tucker, the right-handed batter. Gage delivers another pitch right down the pipe. I think Tucker was a little disappointed in himself not taking a hack at that one. It's 0-2 now, the count. Race takes a peek at the runner, slide step, drives, and there's a swing out to center field, not deep. Easy play out there for Mountie Nation, and that's the first out. So Tucker's 0-for-3 now, and that'll bring up Drew Braun. Braun 0-for-1. He was also hit by a pitch. He was hit in the head 2 innings ago. Came around to score later on in that inning. Slide step delivers and fouled away, out of play.
While we have a second, I love these shirtsies that all four teams are wearing.
Yeah.
They have a really cool script, Bob Wright, BW on the front with their numbers on the back.
Yeah, very cool layout there, design. I thought maybe they were just, you know, warm-up shirts or batting practice tees.
Same.
And then everybody left them on, and it's kind of cool. I dig it. The 0-1 is swung and missed. Make it 0-2.
Kind of takes you back to Little League Rec Department days.
Yeah, it does. 0-2 the count. Race takes a look at the runner at first. There's one out, and he deals. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. So Race sets him down on strikes. Brown is now 0-for-2, and that'll bring up Landon Heavey. So we made mention of it earlier in the broadcast, that high fastball. Western was doing a good job of laying off of it. Last couple of at-bats, though, they have really started to try to attack it as best they can. First pitch changeup to Heavey is a strike.
Well, Gage Race, if you play him once or twice a year, he'll give you a bunch of surprises, but if you play him as much as Western knows him and plays him for the last X amount of years, you get to know what his favorite pitches are to throw and where he likes to place them. So the Panthers are trying their hardest to track that down today in today's game.
The 0-1 pitch is low for a ball. Make it 1-1. Back to first on the pickoff move, and he got back just in time. Almost caught him flat-footed there. Race with a strong pickoff move. He's a righty, but that was a pretty quick move. And he'll go back again. So Race keeping an eye on the runner at first. Come on, The 1-1 to Heavey is a breaking ball driven out to left center field. And on the run and down off the wall. That is down, and they're going to try and score the runner from first. Here comes the throw. It's going to be wide. And a big-time stand-up RBI double for Landon Heavey makes it 5-2. Every time one of the Panthers score a run, you can hear it on our on-the-field mic there. They chant cheese and put a foam cheese crown on whoever scored a run.
I really wish I knew what that was, because these kids look like they're having a great time with that.
They are having a blast. It is a 1-0 count on the fastball that's high and away. To Jack LaPorte, he's 1-for-2 rather in this one. Singled, stole second back in the second inning. There's a shot down the line.
Wow.
That's a fair ball. He got every stitch of that one, and that's going to be an RBI single for Jack LaPorte. Heavey comes around to score, make it 6-2. That, Joe, was an absolute shot.
He placed it exactly where you want to place it if you're a right-handed batter. Place it just inches from the line in the outfield to roll past the line when it comes down, making the left fielder go chase it. He could have had a double, but he fell. Smart to stay at first.
Oh, did he fall? He slipped and fell on the turn and had to go back.
I didn't even see it. I was looking for the throw at home.
First pitch is a strike to Cole Sharp as the lineup rolls over. Two outs now. LaPorte standing over at first. 1-1 the count now to Sharp. He's 2-for-3. No batting gloves for Cole Sharp.
It's a man's man right there.
The 1-1. And they're going to step off, call time. So a 1-1 count. 6-2.
I want a cheese hat now. That thing looks so sweet.
Two outs. LaPorte at first. Has a small lead. Gage gets the sign. And tries to wait him out again. Cole Sharp calls time, gets out of the batter's box one more time. You heard Heavey and Oliver possibly through our on-field mic as the 1-1 pitch goes outside. He said when you fall behind, he falls in love with the fastball, so be ready for it. 2-1 the count. Breaking ball, runner goes down to second. Nobody's there. Throw offline and an easy stolen base for Jack LaPorte. 3-1 the count now to Cole Sharp.
Two singles, two stolen bases by Jack LaPorte.
He is having himself a money day. Gets his lead from second. Slide step, kicks and fires as a strike, making a full count now. 6-2 our score. The Panthers lead, full count to the leadoff man, Cole Sharp.
That kind of base running aggressiveness is what gets you to a championship game.
That's right. LaPorte, runner at second with two out. Kicks and fires, and there's a shot to center field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. And LaPorte will score quite easily. Sharp will hold it first with an RBI single, make it 7-2. So they had a leadoff single by Sharp, or a leadoff hit by pitch by Sharp, then two straight outs. All three of the runs they've scored here in the top of the sixth inning have been with two outs, and they have really just kicked off a rally that has stretched this lead back out to five. And here comes the manager for the Northwest Mounties. We'll see if they make a pitching change.
And they do.
And indeed they will make a pitching change.
We're going to see Caden Oliver, possibly?
No, headed to the mound is Ethan Anspaugh.
Oh, Ethan Anspaugh.
Will grab his pitcher's glove and head out to the mound. So Anspaugh will take over on the mound. Gage Race will move over to shortstop. So Race's day is done after 5 2/3 innings. He gives up 7 runs. A couple of hit batters. He gave up a long home run early in this ball game. And Ethan Anspaugh will try to hang on here and close out this sixth inning and keep the Mounties trailing by five. So they'll have Cole Sharp at first. Caden Oliver will head to the plate. He will be the seventh Panther to bat in this inning, Joe. And this has been a very strong rally to get things going here in the sixth for the Panthers.
The Panthers had a clear game plan coming into today's tournament, and they're following it to perfection right now. They've had a couple of hiccups here in this game, as we see a 7-2 score, but it was 4-2 coming into the top of the sixth. Now we see a 7-2 game, and Western has all the control. Northwest is just looking for an answer.
So a couple more warm-up pitches for Ethan Anspaugh. And Joe, this has got to be tough for you. And this is something I didn't pitch in my younger days, so I'm not familiar with this. But really, all you get are your eight warm-up pitches. You didn't have time to go to a bullpen, for lack of a better term, and get yourself loosened up, get yourself warmed up. You are a little bit warm from being in the field and being able to throw the ball around a little bit, but not in a true quote-unquote relief pitcher sense.
Well, I did pitch in my younger days and stopped pitching after I threw my arm out, but yeah, it's rough. You only get a handful of pitches and you're just expected to good to go. And I think for Ethan Anspaugh, you know, his dad Derek Anspaugh is one of the coaches sitting in the dugout. He threw it in the dirt and Coach Anspaugh just looked down and walked away. So Ethan has some things to worry about in the back of his head, but he's got a very strong mental core, so I think he's going to be able to get out of this.
Got his work cut out for him. Runner goes on the very first pitch. Throw down to second. Slips, falls. Everybody's safe. So a quick stolen base on the very first pitch that Anspaugh throws. So now a runner at second takes away the force. Still two outs, though. That pitch was a strike, so it's an 0-1 count to Caden Oliver. Anspaugh trying to get his signs coordinated here. 0-1 the count. Two outs here in the top of the sixth. The Panthers lead 7-2. All three of their runs they've scored this inning have come with two outs. Caden Oliver, the catcher, stands in. He's got a runner at second. Anspaugh delivers the changeup. It goes right to the shortstop. Big hop, and Gage, it ate him up and rolls into center field. Another run will score. And it is now 8-2 here in the top of the sixth inning. So really, Anspaugh made a good pitch, got a ground ball right to Gage Race, and the ball just took an awkward hop off the shoulder and rolled its way into center field for, I guess you would have to score that an E6, but really just a strange hop.
And unfortunately, you can't put that on the pitcher there, even though most of the times they are going to. Anspaugh did what he was supposed to do. He delivered three strikes in that at-bat. Just unfortunately, the last strike he threw was a hopper turned into E6 and turned into another run.
Yeah. And this is you don't want to call it a weird field because it's turf and there's no dirt. So when you're playing on dirt, you expect the ball to behave a certain way, and it doesn't do that on this style of field, and that can make things tough for the infielders. As the 1-1 is a strike, make it 1-1. Or 1-0, excuse me, with a strike. So Oliver stands at first. There's a shot into the hole and through. The second baseman doesn't have anybody there to help. And Wheeler beats it out for an infield single. So make it first and second now with two outs. And here comes Jerry Ellis as they send their ninth man to the plate in the inning. So four runs, two outs, a runner at second. That is Caden Oliver. Nolan Wheeler stands at first, and Jerry Ellis comes in. He is 1-for-3 on the day. Joey Ellis, excuse me. He takes a look at a first pitch strike. What a big inning for the Panthers here. Outfield plays him straight up. And that pitch bounces. None of the runners advance.
It was smart for the pitching change, but the Mounties changed the pitchers too late. Guess only time will tell.
Ansbaugh gets the sign, comes set, works quickly, delivers, and there's a ground ball to third. Easy play. They'll take the force and end the inning. So mercifully, nine men come to the plate, and the inning is over. They score four. It's 8-2 as we head to the bottom of the sixth, and we're back in 60 seconds on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools. Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
At Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our comfort specialists can handle any AC repair. Just call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com.
Always on time, or you don't pay attention.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Eight to two, our score here is the Western Panthers lead game number one of the Bob Wright Memorial High School Baseball Tournament. After a big four-run top of the sixth inning, now Ryan Norris will come out and continue his brilliant performance in this one. Officially for Gage Race, the starter for the Mounties, eight runs allowed, and a very, very rough outing for him. A couple of hit batters as well. And there's a leadoff shot. That's going to be a single right up the middle for a base hit. And that is Carter Garcia's second hit of the ball game. That'll bring up Easton Nitschke. Nitschke stands in, left-handed batter. First pitch is outside for a ball. Runner at first, nobody out here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Mounties need a big comeback here. They trail by six late in this game. The 1-0 is down. Make it 2-0. Stay tuned. Following the conclusion of this game at 2:30, we'll have Jackson High versus Lumen Christi in the second half of the first round of this tournament. The 2-0 is right down the middle for a strike. The 2-1 slide step pitches high. 3-1 now. So Norris in danger of letting this one slip away with the 3-1 count. His three pitches that he's thrown for balls, not really close. And that one also not close as that one dives away. So that's a walk here, and that'll bring the manager out for the Western Panthers. First and second, nobody out. Following a leadoff single, followed by a walk, and that brings Noah Miller to the plate. Miller is 2 for 2 in this one. So we'll see if they make a change or if they hold tight with Norris. So Norris will stay in the game. It's just a quick confab, see how he's feeling and how they want to attack this very hot Noah Miller, who is 2 for 2 with a run scored. A little bit of cloud cover making its way in. Still a nice day, light breeze. Miller with a crouch stance. The first pitch is inside, 1-0. Norris has started to slip on his control a little bit here, Joe.
Nichols is just looking just for a strike to find an out, to find three outs at this point. You can see progressively how his arm has gotten more and more tired. as this game goes on, which obviously that always happens throughout games, but he's throwing a great 5.5 innings. Hopefully he can get through 6. 2-0 hits Miller right in the backside. So that'll load him up with still nobody out here in the bottom of the 6th, and that's going to do it for Norris. So his day will be done following the hit batter. Very strong day for him. Officially is 5 innings as of right now. He is responsible for all 3 runners on base. So Miller will take a seat. Braun will come into the game as a position player from his DH spot. And we'll send the third baseman, that is Joey Ellis, to the mound. So Ellis will take over as the new pitcher. And Drew Brown will move to third base. And Norris will take over as the designated hitter.
Great day by Nichols. And Joey Ellis, of course, came in, played some backup quarterback for the Western Panthers football team. Had a great showing in their playoff game loss week 1 against the Battle Creek, Harper Creek, insert mascot here.
Football team?
Yep, that football team.
As opposed to the Harper Creek hockey team playing in the football playoffs.
Yeah, that one. Joey Ellis, we get to see his more his speed than his arm strength in the football season, but I have no doubt that his arm strength is right there as well because he liked to throw the deep ball when he had the chance.
Ethan Anspaugh will be the first batter that Ellis will face, the opposing pitcher. Bases are loaded, nobody out. Final warm-up pitches for Ellis underway, and he's hoping he can get another double play ball, maybe limit some of this damage here.
Ethan Anspaugh 0-2 as he comes up to the plate with bases juiced.
Big opportunity for the Mountie Nation to get back into this game. They trail 8-2 here in the bottom of the 6th. Bases loaded. Ethan Anspaugh at the plate. Joey Ellis, slow delivery, and first pitch is a ball. So control issues plagued Norris towards the end of his outing, despite only giving up 2 runs as of right now. He is responsible for all 3 runners on base. The 1-0 is a strike on the off-speed pitch. The 1-1. High ball 2. So 2-1 the count. Still nobody out. Bases loaded. Big RBI opportunity for Ethan Anspaugh. As he stands into the box. Crouch stance. Wide stance. There's a pop-up.
It's infield fly rule.
Infield
should be.
Fly. Batter is officially out. Runners advance to own risk. So that's the first out. Dodged a bullet there. Managed to get one of the outs that he needs to get out of this without giving up a run, and that'll bring up Gage Race. Race is 1-2 on the day. Or excuse me, he's 1-1 with a walk and a single. First pitch to Race is a strike. Still 8-2 as no runners advanced on the infield fly. Ellis gets his sign. From the windup, kicks, fires, popped up.
And another infield fly.
That will be an infield fly as well.
So Ellis comes in, gets two quick infield pop-ups. So we've gone from bases loaded, nobody out, Joe, to bases loaded, two outs, and still no runs have scored.
And Joey Ellis was the pick, man. That's all there is to say.
Tenney steps into the plate. The leadoff man as the lineup turns over. First pitch is a ground ball just out of the reach. Fires to first, and they got him. Somehow, someway, Joey Ellis pitches out of a bases loaded, no out jam in relief and gives up no runs. We've played six. We're back in 1 minute on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM with the Panthers leading 8-2.
Integro has been providing behavioral health services in Jackson and Hillsdale counties since 1997. Integro is Joint Commission accredited and offers a variety of services, ranging from outpatient therapy services at their Jackson location to more convenient home-based therapy for adolescents and their families. Their services provide treatment options and are individualized to meet your needs. Their mission is to strengthen the lives of individuals, families, and communities using their extensive experience in the field of mental health. Career opportunities now available. Visit IntegroServicesMI.com.
At Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our team can recommend the right AC unit based on your needs and budget. Call 517-782-8191 or visit AspenHeating.com.
Always on time, or you don't pay.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Getting into the money time here. It's 8-2. Western leads Northwest in the Bob Wright Memorial Classic. We head to the top of the seventh inning. And, Joe, who do we got coming up here as they batted around in the last inning?
Yeah, indeed they did. We got Cal Sharp leading off here in the top of the seventh, followed by Tucker, followed by Brown. So three very good hitters. Hopefully Anspaugh can shut them down this half inning.
Cal Sharp takes a look at a ball. It's 2-0, the count. The 2-0 from Anspaugh is a strike. This game started to get pretty close. It was 4-2 before the top of the sixth, and then a four-run explosion with two outs by the Panthers has gotten us to 8-2, and there's a drive to center field. Not deep. Couple steps backwards goes the center fielder. He'll make the catch. One away. Sounded good off the bat.
Great job there by Noah Miller. He's been right place at the right time, just camping right underneath where he needs to be at, or a few steps away, and has made a lot of quality catches out there in the outfield.
Ethan Tucker shows bunt, pulls it back for ball one. Tucker 0 for 3. There's a strike, letter high. Wind has died itself back down as the 1-1 is a little bit high for ball two. And as I say that,
just
it picks right back up.
You had to say that, Jason.
I did. I really did.
Oh, goodness. You're lucky you're funny.
I know. There's a pop-up just out of play. Up and over the backstop.
Not where the van is.
Nope. Not even close that time. I'm going to speak it into existence, so I'm trying to avoid talking about the positioning of the van.
Don't do that.
The 2-2. Drive out to center field. Racing back is the center fielder, leaps and makes the catch. Nearly got one over his head, but not this time. And that is out number two for the Panthers. That'll bring up Braun.
Miller had a challenge right there on that one, but luckily he was able to get just a few feet above the warning track and caught it for out number two of this top of the seventh.
There's a pop foul as that one will land just next to a gentleman who ducked out of the way.
And unlucky for them, they need those baseballs back.
Yes, they do. Those aren't, those aren't cheap. Schools have tight budgets.
Yes, about $4 a ball. So,
0-1 the count to Braun. And that pitch is outside for ball one.
My time coaching here, if there was ever a ball that made it past the fence in practice or
go
anywhere
it.
Outside of the field, go get it.
1-2 the count after the swing and miss by Braun. Yep, ours was if you didn't use two hands to catch a fly ball or you got lax on a ground ball, you had to run laps and go fetch the ball.
Yeah.
And he caught him looking with the fastball down. That ends the inning. So after 6.5, the Panthers lead 8-2. We're back in 1 minute on Newstalk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Trust Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning to help keep your AC running strong. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com.
Always on time, or you don't pay time.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools. Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
These are the money at-bats right here for Northwest. It's the bottom of the seventh inning, and Western leads this one 8-2. Coming up for the Mounties, Joe.
Joey Ellis came in with bases loaded last half inning, got three straight outs, two infield flies, and then a strikeout.
Two infield flies and a strikeout.
Yeah, just excellent, excellent relief pitching by Joey Ellis, and I expect nothing less here in the bottom of the seventh.
The first pitch for Ellis is a swing and a miss for strike one. Kobe Castle, J.R. Morrow, and Trey Collard do up for the Mounties. 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Castle is 3-for-3 today. And he hits a ground ball to third. Easy play for Braun. Fires it over across the diamond and beats it out. Easy play there. Nice stretch by the first baseman. One away. J.R. Morrow due up. Stay tuned following the conclusion of this game for Jackson High and Lumen Christie. And there's a... I don't know. There we go. Not sure what happened there, but we are back. All right, 8-2 is our score. It's an 0-2 wow. Count to J.R. Morrow. Went mute there for a second. Not sure what button I pushed. There's a fly ball out to right field. Right fielder going back, and that's going to get over his head and off the fence. Morrow with a big stand-up double. That ball carried a lot farther than I expected it to there, Joe.
Straight to the warning track on that one. Just overall excellent shot there by J.R. Morrow. If he had a little more underneath that, he could have had that over the fence, but I'm sure he'll take the stand-up double over and out. We see a pinch runner coming in to relief.
So Morrow will just go get his sliding glove, rather.
Oh, sliding glove, my bad.
So one out, runner at second. Following the double by Morrow is Collard. As he takes a look at one for strike one. The 0-1 is right down the middle, strike two. That's one he's going to want back, Joe.
Absolutely. I bet he wanted to swing away as the ball was passing the plate. He's probably like, oh, crap. Should swung.
Whoops.
Yep. Quick 0-2.
The 0-2. Runner goes. No, he faked me out. 1-2.
Ball was low enough in the dirt where he could have got down and been safe into...
He might have been able to make it. He got a great jump.
Yeah, great, great jump.
Ellis comes set. The 1-2 slide step delivers, fouled on the check swing.
The teamwork of three Northwest Mountie players all crowding around that one ball.
Boxing each other out to field the foul ball. 1-2 the count, one out. J.R. Morrow at second. Now he's headed for third. Pitch in the dirt is a ball, and Morrow will steal third. 8-2 still our score. Mountie Nation needs to start putting some runs on the board. They need a big crooked number here in the bottom of the seventh. Morrow stands at third with one out. The pitch to Collard, the 2-2 is a ground ball to short. Fielded cleanly over to first, and he's going to be safe. The ball popped out of the first baseman's glove. So an E3 there. And Collard will be safe at first. So runner at first, one out, 8-3 the score now. And that sends Carlos Garcia to the plate. He is 2-for-3 on the day. First pitch is a strike right at the letters. The 0-1 is low for ball one. Ellis gets the sign, checks the runner, slide step and deals, and off the fence. Fouled away, make it 1-2. Foul right off the backstop. Stays 1-2. One and two the count. Ellis has slowed the pace down significantly here in this at-bat. Now he kicks and throws. That ball is down. Make it 2-2. Good pitch there by Ellis, trying to get Garcia to chase at something in the dirt, get a double play here. Mounties have already grounded into three in this game. The 2-2, and that hit him. So Garcia on base for the fourth time today. Or excuse me, the third time today. And that'll bring up Easton Nitschke, who is 2-for-2. Nitschke, the lefty, stands in. Runners at first and second, one out. And there's a shot down the first baseline. That's going to be foul. Just on the opposite side of the first base bag. That was close there, Joe. That was very close.
Great job on the part of the umpire, pulling off the face mask and getting right on the line.
Had a great look at it. We had a good look at it as well. We're on the third base side, looking right down the first baseline. There's a foul ball out of play.
Watch the van, watch the van, watch the van.
I'm close. Don't forget, immediately following this game at 2:30, we'll have Jackson High versus Lumen Christi in game two of the first round of the Bob Wright Memorial Baseball Invitational. We will also have the consolation and championship games later on in the evening.
You do not want to miss a single minute of this action today.
The 1-2 outside, 2-2. Ellis has been able to get the last two batters he faced to two strikes. He's not been able to put them away. Gave up a double and a hit by pitch. And there's a foul ball pops out of the glove. So it'll stay 2-2. Not really working the strikeout pitch. He's working more in the bottom of the zone, looking to get that ground ball. And they'll look him back to second base. 2-2, one out, runners at first and second. The Mounties trailing by five. It's an 8-3 ball game, and there's a little looper out to right field, and that will be caught. Runners will have to check back up. So two away now here in the bottom of the seventh inning, and that will bring up Noah Miller, who has arguably had the game of the afternoon for the Mounties. He's got three hits. Joey Ellis slide steps and throws just over the head of Miller. The 1-0 ripped down the line and left, and that is a foul ball. That was scoring two, Joe. That was ripped down the line.
That was scoring two and putting Miller on at least second, if not third. That ball was chasing into the backstop out there in outfield.
One and one the count, two outs, runners at first and second for Miller. The pitch, swing and a miss, 1-2. Miller took a healthy cut at that one. There's a drive right to the second baseman. Caught. And that will wrap things up here in this one. So that'll do it here from game number one of the Bob Wright Invitational. The Western Panthers win it 8-3.